Thank you very much, and thank everyone for participating. It's been 270 days since Growth Energy filed the Green Jobs waiver request with the Environmental Protection Agency to raise the blend wall from E10 to E15. We've received the decision by EPA, and that's what we wanted to go through with you this morning. At this time, it's a great honor for me to introduce the co-chair of Growth Energy, General Wesley Clark.
Well, thanks, Tom, and thanks to all of you for joining us. As Tom said, we did receive an answer. It was a letter from the Environmental Protection Agency. It's basically a positive answer. They've done some tests. They've got a number of tests left to go. And they have said if the continuing tests show like the two that have been completed, we'll be moving to E15. And they're looking at other things like how to label the pumps and so forth so that people who have small engines don't inadvertently buy a gasoline mixture that they don't want to put in their small engine. So we think it's a positive answer. It's a very constructive way forward, and the letter indicates very clearly that this administration is committing to moving forward with America's commitment in the biofuels industry. This is about jobs. It's about national security for this country, and getting us off our addiction to importing foreign oil. So we're very pleased to make this announcement. We think it's good for the industry. We think it gives investors a chance to look ahead. This is good for our cellulosic companies. It's good for the enzyme companies. It's good for our farmers. It's good for our communities out there. This is a decision that, or a waypoint toward a decision that clearly foresees some major future investments in America's biofuels industry. With that, I'd like to turn it to Jeff Broen, our other co-chairman.
General, Jeff's not on. This is Tom. Right, thank you,
Tom.
General.
I talk about some of the details.
Sure. I would just like to point out a couple of things. I think the general hit the nail on the head here with talking about the certainty that we're going to have a firm decision by the middle of next year. The EPA's acknowledgement that the tests thus far are very positive for moving to E15. You know, there was a lot of discussion about E11 or E12 or 10.5 or a lot of things. E15 and the durability tests that are coming in or that have come in thus far are positive. The remaining tests that they're going to be accepting will be done by the fall of next year, but after 12 more tests that would be received in May, EPA is willing to make a firm decision. We think that's positive. And moving to E15, as the general indicated, is really important because, one, it sends a signal that there is market space for people who want to invest in cellulosic ethanol. You know, we certainly with the RFS at 36 billion gallons, for us to get to that level as a nation, we're going to have to move in that direction. But it's pretty tough to get investment into it when there's no market space, and there's no market space because of the blend wall. And so that signal to E15 is really important for that next generation. The other thing I would mention is it also confirms what we all knew from the start. While we're disappointed they didn't make the decision, the full decision on December 1st, because we're confident in the studies and the research and the testing data that we submitted, the tests thus far confirm what we've known all along. And if we hadn't have filed this waiver, as some had suggested, we would be years away from this decision, not months away. And having the decision coming in the middle of next year is much preferable than waiting till 2011. So there, while some may be critical, we do see that certainty in the marketplace being sent fairly soon. And the final point, and the general touched on it, is EPA and their letter to Growth Energy indicated that they were going to start the process of creating a working group on labeling and education programs for small engines and boat owners, which have been very critical of our efforts to raise the blend wall. And, you know, again, we think this is good for the nation. We think it's good for our national security, energy security, jobs, and certainly the environment. And the other positive signal that I should mention is they're talking E15 and not some of the lower blend levels. So that does create a greater opportunity for us. And expediting the education and labeling process will expedite the implementation once they do make that decision next spring. With that, General, did you want to add anything else or open it up for
the only thing I would add, Tom, is just to underscore that, you know, the administration's is looking at the big picture on the economy. And if you look at what America can do to help itself most directly, it's getting itself off of the $200-300 billion a year that we're sending overseas to pay for imported oil. So going to E15 is a big step in that direction. This is 7 billion gallons of additional ethanol opportunity that we can put into the American marketplace. We fill out selling ethanol across the country. This will save the country billions and billions of dollars that will be recirculated here, creating demand and creating American jobs. We figure this will trigger maybe 500,000 new construction jobs and maybe 136,000 or so permanent jobs in the biofuels industry when this decision is ratified 6 months from now by the EPA. So this is a big step toward job creation in America.